I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for February 27th, 2016. Today begins day 16 now of our Lenten retreat, and our title today of this podcast is Resting in the Stern. Well, there's a reason, brothers and sisters, why I feel heaven wants to do this Lenten retreat this year that up until now I actually haven't voiced, but I feel that the moment is now to speak about it. And the reason is that a violent spiritual storm is bearing down all around us. We can all see it. The winds of change are blowing hard. The waves of confusion are spilling over the bow. The bark of Peter is beginning to rock. And in the midst of it, Jesus is inviting you and me to the stern. Well, let's look at the gospel accounts of that one storm that Jesus and the disciples experienced one day on a lake, because I think there's something really powerful here to teach us. It begins in Matthew that Jesus got into a boat and his disciples followed him. They took him with them in the boat just as he was. And suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" And he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Well, the word storm used here in Matthew means literally earthquake. In the footnotes of the Revised New American Bible, it says it is a word commonly used in apocalyptic literature for the shaking of the old world when God brings in his kingdom. All the synoptic gospels use it in depicting the events preceding the parousia, that is, the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew has introduced it here in his account of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, I have to tell you, I find this footnote absolutely stunning, because as longtime readers here know, I received a word from the Lord several years ago that there was a great storm coming, like a hurricane. It would be a great shaking that would transition us from this era into the next. Not the end of the world, but the end of an era in preparation for the return of Jesus. And part of the transition would involve the church's own passion as she follows her Lord in his death and resurrection. Well, indeed, the account above begins with the disciples following Jesus into the boat. And it says that he came just as he was. Now, many today are preparing for this storm by storing up food, supplies, or weapons, or what have you. And while there's prudence in physically preparing for the event of any catastrophe, brothers and sisters, Jesus shows us the ultimate disposition we are to have in this storm, a heart that relies completely on divine providence, to follow him just as we are. Today, with the world's economy propped up by matchsticks, the nations preparing for war, the persecution of Christians intensifying, the unhinging of technology from ethics, and the Pope weakly stirring controversy with ambiguous statements, well, the winds and waves of this storm have begun to pound against the hull of many hearts. Indeed, there's a tangible shaking out there of many people's faith today as they cry out, "We are in danger, Master, Master, we're perishing." But Jesus is resting on a cushion. How is it possible to rest in an open fishing boat that is being tossed on high waves to the point of sinking? I mean, humanly speaking, I think it's practically impossible. But for God, says Matthew, all things are possible. So Jesus is teaching us something crucial, that when we have a deep interior relationship with the Father, there is no storm that can shake us, no wind that can overturn us, no wave that can sink us. Yeah, we might get wet, we might get cold, we might become seasick. But as it says in 1 John, "Whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith." This is why, my dear friends, it is a mistake to be fearful of the next wave, to obsess with the headlines and the intensity of the winds. You'll lose your peace, you'll lose your bearings, and if you're not careful, you might fall overboard. If the victory that conquers the world is our faith, then we ought to do as Paul says. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. And so herein lies the heart and purpose of this Lenten retreat, to lead you deeper into the heart of Jesus and the Father so that your faith may grow and be perfected, so that Jesus can rise and speak into your heart, "Peace, be still." So I hope some readers will pardon me, for at this time, I really don't have much more to say about the economy, the collapse in morality, or the Pope. If you wish to find me, I'll be in the stern, and I pray with many of my retreatants. For Jesus said, "Where I am, there also will my servant be." In summary, then, this Lenten retreat is precisely the antidote to the violence of the storm by leading you to trust and rest in the heart of the Father. For it says in Psalm 93, "More powerful than the roar of many waters, more powerful than the breakers of the sea, powerful in the heavens is the Lord."